At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Why does every generation want to believe that the new generations have it so easy?
I don't know that I would say that younger generation than us have it easy.
But like, there's crap you did when you were young that you're like, no one would ever do that now.
Yeah, like I think we had it better.
You do?
Yes.
Like, well, okay. Well,
I wasn't making TikToks in my bedroom. I was like skinning my knees, riding my bike around, following my siblings.
That's
getting
better.
A Razor scooter to the shit.
Yeah. That's so better.
How is that better?
Because you're a kid.
I know, but like you guys probably, there was enough safety around by the time you guys came up. You didn't have lawn darts, right?
I don't even know what that is.
Lawn dart?
No.
It's exactly what you think it is. It's a giant dart. It's a giant sharpened thing that's a dart, and you like throw it up. You make a little hula hoop on the other side of your yard, and you throw it up in the air, and you try to hit it. But
if it hits you,
it's a copay or death.
Oh God!
Yeah.
No, we have. Yeah. That's a real thing.
Have a few drinks, and then we'll go out and play.
Right. Hey, perfect.
You don't understand. Like sometimes they wouldn't stick like in the ground. So my dad sharpened them.
What?
My dad got a grinder out and made them sharp.
Okay.
Wow. Like, cut cheese with them sharp.
Wow. All right. Yikes.
Did he throw them too, or did he just let you boys throw them?
My dad and all of his buddies.
Kids.
Yeah. No, everybody's just out in the backyard drunk. But if one of the kids like came home on a bike and just happened to be wandering through the field of play, they could be harmed.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Who thought that was a good idea? I don't.
Dude, they
ever.
Just, people still, when we do bring it back, they're like, bring back lawn darts. They brought them back and they just made them heavy.
It's kind of fun.
It's fun because they're weighted and you just like throw it up in the air and then it goes.
Mm. Right. Yeah. But I still think that like.
Skinning your knee and taking a razor scooter is good.
I just like running around and not having a parent watching you at all times let you like make mistakes and like skin your knees and get the razor scooters to the shins.
Would your parents let you have a pellet gun and shoot each other?
What is that?
Okay, you're a girl. Tiak?
I had a BB gun.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
BB gun?
I bought one from a friend unbeknownst to my parents and just showed up with it. And they were like, what is that? Like, it's a BB gun. They're like, okay.
You just showed up with it?
Yeah, and they were like, okay.
Did you shoot your friends?
With fireworks we did.
Yeah.
With like Roman candles, right? I never did with the BB gun.
You were playing with fireworks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So and we were not. And in fact, one time my dad was setting off fireworks and the cops came and I cried. Because the cops were there and they were going to take my dad away.
Oh my
they weren't,
gosh.
By the way. They were just telling him to stop.
Here's what I think.
We know there's lawn darts in here. Open up.
And you sharpened them.
So what do we want? Like, we want people to call and go, what's the dangerous crap that existed that the new generation will never know? Is that what we're calling it?
For sure. Like, what did you get away with as a kid that your kids could never?
Yes.
Do you think the kids current are still playing with fireworks the way that apparently all the boys were?
No,
I don't know.
Because they made them illegal almost everywhere.
Okay.
So unless like a 16-year-old can't get up to Wyoming to get them. I wonder if you can still get them in Wyoming.
You can.
Yeah, and we adapted. I'm a millennial, so I grew up with Axe body spray and a lot of campfires.
Yeah.
So
And I would just want, I'm not going to say the rest for legal reasons, but I'm sure you can do the math.
I got the back of my head singed off by a boy doing that to me once. He's so lucky I turned.
Because it would have been your face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
my God. We did use aerosol cans and fire, like, for like
fireballs.
Full on pyrotechnic shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Before we keep going around the room, if you've got something like this that you did with a kid, you did as a kid.
No.
That they could never do today. We want to hear yours. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
Aaron, were you an adventurous kid like this?
Yes and no. Because like I wanted to keep up with my brother.
Yeah. Who was also doing the like Axe body spray stuff.
We all smelled terrible.
So bad. But I don't think I did all of that on my own.
Right. Yeah. And my brother just had three sisters, so he wasn't allowed to.
Oh. Well, we used to do this thing after school. We would borrow one of the office chairs from the school, the ones with wheels, you know?
Yes.
And one of my buddies had a truck. And yes. We had a rope.
Yes.
And we just went around neighborhoods. You'd pull a kid sitting in the office chair.
Yes. Yeah. You make me hope I never have boys.
Boys come up with things like that.
I used to pull a kid on a skateboard.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. It's like Back to the Future.
I was petrified.
I remember the cops they stopped us all the time because people would call the cops on us and they'd be like, "And what you're doing isn't technically illegal, but."
Yes, it is.
We're in. No, it's technically illegal.
Yeah.
No, I don't think.
Yeah.
We're on main roads. We're on,
oh my gosh.
I don't know. Wasn't the highway.
When cable came to our town, I don't know if this counts.
You remember when cable came to your town?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Longmont didn't get cable right away. Like, it took forever. Mm. And then it tells you, like, you guys, this is another thing you don't understand because you just always had internet, probably.
Oh, the.
Yeah, that whole thing was like, yeah. Keep going. Welcome.
You got mail.
We had we finally got cable, and the guy who lived next to us worked for Scripps Howard Cable. So we were like, okay, so he's got all the channels. Trust me, we tried to tap into his cable, couldn't figure it out. But what we did was me and my buddy Tony Staub would take my remote control from my cable, go to his front window. And Tony and I would turn on the porn channel and watch what, like, from his front step, we would.
And you found that arousing with your buddy?
It was the Playboy channel.
With your buddy in a front yard?
In a pinch. We're just both storing information.
That's crazy.
But this dude's name was Dennis. And like, I remember his wife going, "Dennis!" He would get in so much trouble. She's like, "You're watching the porn channel again." And we're just outside, just like, oh.
So you were just a kid breaking up marriages.
Yeah. Hmm. They did break up. I
think. Oh my gosh.
It's not my.
As long as she doesn't move, he's got the cable, right?
Oh my gosh.
She, like, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Sorry. I'm curious what things girls were getting away with. The only thing I can really think of is like parties, right? We would go to parties. Our parents didn't have our location.
You snuck out, though.
No, never.
Here's the thing. No one can sneak out anymore because everybody's got Simply Safe with the things on their window, or there's a camera in the backyard, motion detected.
Literally like, going
you
off.
You can't get by with it. And
Find My.
Yeah.
Find My or Life 365 or whatever.
Because every once in a while I was lying to my parents about where I was because I knew I'd be back where I told them I was.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom.
I figured you were too big of a rule follower. No, you're a rule follower too.
Yeah, I never snuck out.
What's the point? Just tell them where you're going.
What? No, because you guys, it's more fun to be like, trust me, I never snuck out.
There's so much driving to the middle of the woods somewhere to meet a group of kids you've never met before.
That might be
that's how you get killed.
Well, not then, though.
Not then, yeah. We were.
Nobody thought of killing each other while we were out there.
So that's not true. We could get away with going to a field without dying.
Yeah. Yeah. It was all better back then.
Dangerous crap that you did that kids can't do now. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm trying to decide if we're waxing nostalgic for the good old days when we could just be broken and like, why do you want to get scabs on your knees as
it's
opposed
not
to
about
like
that? It's about like the running around and not staring at screens and.
Okay. Hack said he thought of one more or something.
Yeah, I thought of a couple. I remember it being a really scary thing when I was in about fifth grade because all the sixth graders were playing a game called Quarters. You ever heard of quarters?
I have heard it.
Is that where you're like getting quarters thrown at your knuckles?
At your knuckles, yeah. You put your knuckles down.
Oh, you're not talking bouncing a quarter into a glass.
No, you put your fist down on the table and you just slide the quarter across as hard as you can and you get the quarter hit. That's it. It's like
you want to make them bleed.
It's a sign of being like tough, I guess.
What? There's like you play slaps or something. I remember.
Oh, bloody knuckles? We did bloody knuckles where you're like, and you like. Hit their knuckles really hard.
No, ours was just basically you slap each other as hard as you can. But it was like not the face, hands.
And we did Cheerios too, is what it was called, which we play ping pong, and every point you lose, you had to turn and it just hit the ball at you as hard.
Oh my gosh.
And it would leave a little a little Cheerio.
Okay. So we want to hear yours as well. Carrie?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you used to do as a kid that's super dangerous?
Well, Aaron and them kind of already said it, but it's parties. Like, every time my parents went out of town, I would throw, like, an epic rager, and then we would
throw
just
them?
Come and clean up. Yeah, Coit would just come afterwards and clean the house. Everybody would chip in, like, $5. Like, there's no way that could happen anymore, because there's
cameras.
A million cameras around. Yeah,
I just,
the cameras kill it.
I was never brave enough to throw one. I also think our parents were like, you'll die if you do.
My parents never left, but had I done it, my dad would have killed me.
Yes, exactly.
Like, not pretend killed, like, ooh, he's mad.
When I was like, yeah. My parents found out when I was, like, in my 20s, and they were kind of shocked to hear about it, but by then, who cares? Like, I'm
right,
an adult.
Then,
what are you going to do?
Game over. Yeah. Wow.
It's over. It's over.
Okay.
Yeah.
That feels completely normal. Thank you, Carrie. It is kind of sad, because you do learn a little responsibility by doing that, though. You learn how to, like...
I don't know if responsibility is the right word.
No, you do, because you got it.
Irresponsibility. Yeah.
But you have to get it put back together before your parents get home. And now they're just so helicoptered, they don't know how to, like, destroy everything and rebuild it.
And that's okay.
John.
Yay.
What was dangerous when you were a kid?
When we were a kid, we would chase each other on ATVs with Roman candles, and one of the kids that we were doing it with got hit in the back of the head and fell off the ATV and had to go to the hospital.
You don't say. Oh, my gosh. Sorry.
Well,
no judgies.
How do you explain that? Because I do remember when we were doing dangerous stuff, if somebody got hurt... Everyone scatter drilled because no one wanted to be the one to tell the parents.
Right.
Like, they would just, I fell off my bike off kind of a little bit of a cliff.
Perfect.
And no one helped me because they were like, they didn't want to have to tell. Because we shouldn't have been riding where we were.
Right.
Like, so you just.
So they just left you and said, hope he's okay.
That is the rules of what happens. And if you shoot somebody with a firework and they like, and they get hurt, like you don't, you leave them for dead.
I guess that's how you learn responsibility.
Okay. Is that you using my stuff against
you?
Yeah, that is. Okay, that's really cute.
Yeah.
Steve.
Hey.
Hey. What's your dangerous thing?
Okay, I used to play, I'm from England, and we had this thing over there called clackers. I'm not sure if we have them over here.
Clappers?
They were like clackers, yeah. They were about, like, size of two billiard pool balls, about the same weight. And they would dangle on a piece of string, and you have a piece of plastic in the middle, and you used to bounce them up and down.
Yep.
And used to hit the top and the bottom.
Those.
Yeah.
But like those were dangerous? Cradle,
yeah. Yeah. So people had sprained wrists or broken wrists, fractured wrists and things with these things. So
Yeah. It's not only that. Isn't that what David and Goliath, isn't that what he took him out with? Where someone was like, like, it's a
boomerang?
It's like two little clackers, and like you just go and it wraps around your legs and you'll trip.
Yeah, I guess I just wasn't playing with them as intensely as you guys were.
No, boys, I mean, you bounce them up and down, and you hit the top and bottom of each other, so two of them, like a Newton cradles, but on the bottom and top, clack, 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 clack.
I just love your accent.
Yeah, no, you can just read the phone book to us right now.
Yeah. How bad could it be?
Thank you, Steve. Meredith.
Yay.
Dangerous as a kid.
So when I was growing up in North Carolina, when I turned 16, my mom would send me to the grocery store with a blank check to buy the family groceries, and I would buy alcohol, wine, and beer for all my friends. They didn't card back then. The drinking age was 18, and I would just fill out the blank check.
And your mom wasn't like, why were the groceries four times the price?
What?
She didn't notice. She just didn't want to do the shopping. So she's
queen.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for Aaron and Erica.
News.
Slacker joined.
No.
Hey,
news.
Oh.
No.
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 You guys.
Our only real hope.
Yeah.
Or no.
But you're so early. You're like, duh. Like,
was
you're
I
so
that
ahead.
Early?
Yeah, you're way
early.
Early.
I got excited. I love doing the low. I hate doing the high.
Okay. You want the low then?
I do.
You want? We can just make the assignment so I don't have to call it out.
Oh.
You just want to be low?
Interesting when you call it out.
A reminder, we do all have our notes. It's a brand new week.
Oh, brand new week. Mm. Brand new notes.
Reinstated.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program. This weekend, Beyonce was performing in Houston, And I don't know if you guys saw this clip.
I heard about
terrifying.
It.
Terrifying.
Yeah, it was so scary. She goes, she sits in this flying car that goes through.
Like a Harry Potter thing?
Yeah. I wish it was cool like that, but okay. Yes. And she goes over the crowd, and for some reason, the car this time was so turned over, and I don't think she's buckled in. She's just sitting in it. So she had to say, like, stop, 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 and stop the concert. They had to lower her down. Like, that was very scary.
So she was hanging on. Yeah. She's got to be harnessed in or something.
I don't think she is.
It didn't look like she was. It was terrifying.
Do you remember in, like, Reputation, was it in Reputation when Tay-Tay, like, flew across on, like, a chariot? Or she went from one thing to another, and she was over the crowd for a little while, and it malfunctioned so many times that I think they stopped it.
Oh,
because I think she was doing tour, it's when but. Was it might have been no because I saw that she in does, Ball Arena.
Yeah, rep. I think and she ran through the crowd. It doesn't matter.
It wasn't. It definitely wasn't the Eras tour. It was. No. It was the Reputation.
There
one.
Is no flying in the Eras tour.
Right. And then she went acoustic. It's when she went acoustic for a little while.
You're thinking about the Speak Now tour.
No, I didn't go see that.
Oh, my gosh.
I only saw 89. Oh, my God. I found a way to get sucked into her crap. Anyway, Beyonce's fine. Right?
Yes. And now I'm Googling Taylor.
And nobody was harmed by this.
That is scary, though, because wasn't it in that movie, Now You See Me? It's Isla Fisher, where she's drowning.
Yeah,
And if she was really drowning, but they thought she was acting, it would be the same with this.
Yes.
She's like, stop, stop, stop. And the guys would go, come on, don't stop the concert.
It's like, no,
I'm serious.
I'm hanging on. I could die.
Yeah. Terrifying. How do you know when to, ugh.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is super depressing, but also positive. A little girl fell off a Disney cruise ship this weekend.
Her dad
jumped overboard, and they actually had a successful rescue of both the daughters.
She lived?
Wow. Yeah, she was on the fourth floor, so it wasn't like...
Do you know how tall those ships are?
Yes. Yeah.
I've been on the Disney Wonder one time. Mm-hmm. It's
this
like,
was the
I've been
Disney
in shorter
dream.
Hotels.
What?
It's like... If you've ever seen a cruise ship, like way back in the day, like a Carnival cruise, like I remember being in the harbor of Fort Lauderdale or whatever, and we pull up and you can see the Carnival ship.
This was literally in Fort Lauderdale.
And then behind it, there is like a 40-story building. That's the Disney ship. Like It makes the other ships look like toy boats.
Toy boats. Yeah, so dad's being hailed as a hero. I guess they were all returning to Fort Lauderdale, and the little girl, actually, it doesn't say how old she is, which is odd, but it probably does. I'm just
the
not
The rails
seeing
are
it.
So high up. I don't understand how she fell off, if
she
I'm being
be
honest.
She had to climb. Somebody wasn't watching her.
Ah, there you go. Hmm. I guess the dad immediately went in after her immediately over the loudspeakers, man overboard, people were going in.
Hack, you
and
jumping
everyone's
in.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You want to say that, but then there's two people in your family dead.
Okay, but they lived.
I know, but like, are you that good of a swimmer?
No.
That you think you're going to, like,
no.
you're literally making it worse.
Yeah.
More than likely, you're making it worse.
By the way, no injuries reported even.
Wow.
That's psychotic.
Insane.
But wouldn't your instinct just take over? And you would just be in the water before
like,
you
my
even.
My instinct is I'm going to, even if I get to him, I'm going to make it worse.
You might be able to just like hold them up. It depends on their age for sure. But like for Hazel or Leo, he can absolutely hold them up.
Oh, man. Yeah. I know the right answer is definitely go in, but it's like.
You would even go in today after your kids who are grown. You would go.
Yeah. If you dropped your drink, I think you would go.
What?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Dark.
Good evening.
Good evening. I don't know why
I'm
I said
not
it
doing
back.
A good evening back to him. He is on a list right now.
Vin
a
Diesel is
short
in the
list.
News because he's announced in the Fast 10 Part 2.
He looks kind of chunky right now.
Really?
I know.
Set to come out on 4/20 of 2027. But
I hate all these movies.
He says
Thank
Paul
you.
Walker's character, Brian O'Connor, will be making
no.
a return.
No, are they going to CGI it? Are they going to AI it? Are they going to do whatever I it?
He says you're going to get it in the finale. You're going to reunite Dom and Brian O'Connor. That's kind of all he said. But they did do the really cool thing where he kind of drove off. Wasn't that CGI? Or in that one, like, right. But that was when he passed.
Does he die in the film? If he's saying they're going to be reunited, is he saying this is it?
I hope so, because I'm tired of these
movies. I'm with you, Aaron. Also, he does look chunky.
He's rocking the sleeveless shirt, and he just doesn't look good. She's not Sam Paul Walker.
I want to say, is it Mark Sinclair? Is that Vin Diesel's real name?
This is a weird thing.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
I like,
obviously, Vin. Why am I so stupid to think Vin Diesel was his real name?
Yeah. I like people's real names.
Like, give us a couple more.
Calvin Bridges, I think, is Snoop Dogg.
Shut up.
Yeah. Curtis Jackson is 50 Cent.
Thomas Maypother III.
What?
Ooh, I don't know.
Mark Sinclair adopted the stage name Vin Diesel while working as a bouncer in a New York City nightclub.
Oh, yeah.
I can't. I hate. I don't really like Vin Diesel.
Okay. Thomas Maypother III.
Is that Vanilla Ice?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, dang it.
Oh.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You guys haven't done the story, so I have to do it.
Oh.
This is a rare and elusive appearance of Slacker on News or Nope. Please don't nope me.
I won't. This is important.
Yeah. Coming up on Saturday night, the Slacker Show is, I don't know if we're going to call this inaugural, because if it fails, but it's our first one. Because first annual is wrong, right? You never say first annual because you don't know.
It would be inaugural first annual.
Right.
We don't know.
Right. It's our inaugural silent disco.
It's also our inaugural appearance as a full show.
That is true.
Yeah.
We've gone and done some Colorado do list things, but we haven't like done an appearance where people can come see us. It's at the Cherry Creek Arts Fest. So if you're already heading down there to check out all the wares, there's tons of stuff to buy. There's all sorts of food vendors.
There's booze.
Awesome.
We are literally situated in between the food and the booze.
Nice. And we have a silent disco. So really win.
Win.
Yeah. We're there at 6 to 8. So get there a little early.
Because there's a concert. We'd stay longer and we'll probably stay and hang out, but there's a concert, I think, at 8:30 or 9 just up the street. So 2nd and Fillmore. Is there anything else we need to say?
You already know you don't have plans. It's the 5th of July.
Mm-hmm. It is. If you're not going out of town.
You're coming.
Yeah. And who's providing our silent disco?
Sound off. Sound.
Right. So we'll see you. I don't know. Cherry Creek, 2nd and Fillmore, 6 to 8 on Saturday night.
Woo!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Stop me if you've heard this. I think I might be in a fight with Erica.
Stop.
What? And she's engaged, okay?
What? There's a thing that's happening called sleepcations.
Yeah.
Did you hear the way she said yeah?
Yeah.
I'm not going to reference the story anymore. I'm just going to go off the headline here.
Okay.
So you would book a trip somewhere and then you just sleep.
You're not going to just sleep, but going somewhere with a really cold, cozy, big hotel bed and then just relaxing all day long, laying by the beach, going for a
walk. Can't you just do that at home?
Lunch. Okay, fine, then do it at home, but you still got to take time off work to catch up on sleep. And wouldn't you rather do it where you have a balcony with a beautiful view?
How are you going to see it if you're in your bed, loser?
Well, you're going to get up. You can't sleep 24 hours a day for multiple days.
But you would just light money on fire and fly to...
It can still be a beautiful... What if it's an amazing hotel and you just don't leave the hotel?
Why am I the only one who thinks this is...
I understand this because I literally cried last night because I'm so exhausted. My fiance and I have multiple people coming into town this summer. I'm super grateful. But I looked at him and I was like, we haven't gone on a vacation. We have had zero time to just relax, the two of us. Mind you, we got a puppy. I got a new job. We moved. We got engaged. Like, all these things have happened. I'm exhausted. I would love a sleepcation with him right now.
It sounds so cute and so romantic. I just don't know why you can't just do it here. Like, why
because
can't you
I
just
work?
Yeah, but you don't work on Saturday or Sunday.
But I wonder, because my wife is like Erica. She likes to sleep. I would love sleep. And she will take an afternoon off and plan to relax. But she's like, but I could get the floors done.
Mm-hmm.
And I could get the vacuuming done. And I could, I could throw some laundry. And then before you know it,
you didn't nap.
You didn't nap at all, but you got a lot done. So she feels great, but she didn't really relax.
That's my weekends. I have all these plans to maybe relax. And then I'm like, I need to unpack more boxes, or we need to organize the basement, or the dog. Something happened and the dog is being crazy and now I can't nap because he's barking. And I bet that happens with kids.
I don't know.
What is wrong with you? No, but I mean, so this sounds crazy, but like you're good at disciplining yourself. Like you meal prep and bring food in, and like you go, you're like, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to go to the gym.
Right. Yeah.
Every day. So you like, can't you discipline yourself to be lazy one day?
But
like,
there's other productive things to get done. But like, so unless I'm removed from it.
No, I see what you're saying. Discipline to be lazy.
You have to, if you have the discipline to go, I need to bring in, what are the stinkiest foods I could possibly throw together to make Tiak mad today?
It was just bell peppers and cucumber.
I know, but it's just like, it's so like living with a gerbil in this room.
Gotta get your veggies in somehow.
God!
She's installing one of those water things to drink out of.
She just hits it with her nose. Like, well, why can't you do the same thing? It's like, yes, I know I need to mow, but I'm not gonna. Yes, I know I need to unpack a box, but I'm not gonna.
What I would need to do for that to happen is book in advance for my dog to go to daycare.
Do that.
Okay. Like, what if I want to do all this with a beach next door where I could walk down, I could get a little drink, I could sit on the beach for 20 minutes and go back up and go back to sleep.
I don't know why that makes me so mad. It's like, because if I try to book Cancun and it's like, oh, Erica took the last room, and then you're not even going to do anything. Then, like, you're ruining it for somebody else.
No, you're never, again, you can't sleep 24 hours a day. So you're still doing some stuff, but you're just not doing it at the level that you want me to. Okay, hustle culture on vacation.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. Other people's problems, you got them, we don't solve them. And what's happening today?
We're going to try to solve them. We have Julia today, and she's worried about her friend's kid.
Okay. All right.
What? Okay, Julia?
Yay!
Yay!
Hi!
What's going on?
Okay, so one of my closest friends, she has a 4-year-old daughter, and I'm a little worried about how she's, like, being raised.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of weird, like, my friend never lets her daughter out of her sight. Like, literally, like, she moved her bed to the nursery. That way they...
Your friend moved
her own bed into the nursery?
Yeah. She wants to sleep there, like, on the floor next to her kid.
Every night?
Yes. Every night. They want to share a room. Yeah.
They share... Is she married? I'm sorry, I have so many questions.
Yeah. It's weird.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm sorry, and how old is this kid now?
4.
Okay. Yeah. I'm so floored by sleeping with... Is this a little girl? Do we need this information? A little girl, a little boy?
Little girl.
Okay.
Yeah, it's mini. It's mini her. They're like copies of each other. Yeah.
Oh, like a
mini me.
Yeah, okay. Like they dress alike. Like, you know, where
their
websites.
Yeah, oh, is that bad?
Sharks, I'm out.
It's bad past like 18 months.
Yeah.
I would think you don't want to wear a onesie. Well, like, you don't start until they're like 18
matching,
months.
Matching, not exactly an outfit.
No, you go into this website and you pick a fabric and they do like matching dresses. And she always has matching dresses with her.
So her daughter's like, what's that doll? The American Girl?
Oh, American Girl dolls?
Like, her American Girl, yeah.
My sister's had so many of those. Yeah. They're creepy. This might be creepier.
Yeah, this might be.
So
it's a little weird, but like, I mean, she kind of like, oh, you know, it's her last child. So she like feels like she wants to like keep a hold of her. But you kind of have to draw a line when we like go out for girls' night and we go out to dinner and she brings her with her. She goes, but she's one of the girls. And I'm like, dude, you could have gotten a sitter like the rest of us. But
or her husband. Her husband could watch the child. He's capable of.
He doesn't have the matching outfit.
Okay, so she really brings her to like, if you're doing Sunday fun day, she brings the kid.
Yeah, like she brings her to things. It's weird. And it's like, you know, like, I, look,
Okay, I'm going to say it. I'm an only child. Like, when I was little, my mom would be like, oh, I couldn't get a sitter. But, like, she's married. She has money. She could get a sitter. Like, all of us, we leave our kids. Our kids are fine. They're going to figure it out. I'm not saying I'm, like, a perfect parent, but my kids are freaking normal. I don't think the kid's going to turn out normal. That's all I'm saying.
Are you literally saying, okay, so she's moved her bed in there, and she brings her to things. Has she ever been away from this child?
No. Oh my God, no.
I know you're exaggerating. Be honest. Has she, like,
I mean,
like,
is she exaggerating?
Yeah. No, like, I'm legit. Like, no, that child has never been. Like, if she goes to the hospital, the kid, she had to go, like, something happened. And she was like, bring her in. And the doctor was like, no, you can't. And she's like, she lost her mind. Like, no, we don't do that. It's weird.
No, okay. That feels unhealthy for everyone involved.
Especially the husband.
I'm sorry.
Think about it. She moved her bed into the kid's room. She's never without her daughter. Where's your relationship?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if it's like one of those things that, like, she has decided that she wants to, like, relive her life, like, relive her childhood, and, like, this is her way. But I'm like, this is, like, we need some therapy. But I was just calling to be like, this is really weird, you guys. Like, she needs help.
Let me get the phone number in real quick. 303-222-5423. You can text that number or call that number and tell us, I mean, what to do.
I'm thinking if there's something that happened that kind of triggered. Like, did she have a miscarriage? And now she's latched onto her daughter really hard.
Like, if it reminds me of, like, you know, like those dance moms?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like that.
That's okay.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, speaking of bad reality TV, there's a show.
Excuse you. I love that show.
There's a show called Smothered
that
I used to watch where it's about, you know what I'm talking about?
That's a real thing.
Yeah. Where the moms are smothering their child, and it's both boys and girls. And it always seems odd and seems like the boundaries are blurred. But they're also always very close and very happy with each other. Like, just objectively, the moms and who are smothering their kids.
But does that
they're in the matching outfits. Like, it sounds very similar to this, and they are happy, even though as you're watching it, you're going, that's, it's weird.
But is there a, how long ago was the show on?
It might be currently on. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess my question is there a case study of, like, Smothered plus 20 years, and that kid is not on a clock tower sniping people in the, like, how, that kid, like, is not normal. It's,
but, like, guys, like, remember the 90s? Like, we raised ourselves. Like, what happened to that? We're fine. We're normal. Like,
I mean, are we fine? Are we normal? I'm not so sure, but.
I mean, our therapists love us. We make the money, but.
I think I was so independent. Like, just like I walked home from school, let myself in the whole thing, but.
Made ramen.
Yes.
Yes.
But I think there's nothing wrong with the pendulums, the pendulum swinging a little bit, but this feels...
But is this too far? Also, it's like, what are you supposed to do? Call your friend and be like, you love your daughter too much? And then she's going to say, okay, you're not my friend anymore?
Yeah, maybe not those words. But
okay,
like,
call your friend and say you're acting crazy? I mean...
I don't know what you're... like. Or is it not your place to intervene?
Exactly.
Like, I will say this, as someone who's sort of done this once in my life, mentioned in passing, maybe you should try a different parent. Like, telling a parent to parent differently, it doesn't go well ever, even if it's obvious. You shouldn't let your 2-year-old play with knives. They're like, why not?
We're not getting back into that. All right? They're fine.
You know what I'm saying, though. But, like, at a certain point, someone should be an advocate for the child.
Right.
The husband.
But don't you think the husband should be the advocate for the child? Like,
yeah, but I like what Erica said. How do you tell someone, hey, it appears that you care and love too much?
Right.
Like, how are they going to hear it? Because in their mind, they're going, what's wrong with, I'm with her all the time. I support her. I love her.
I hated being a latchkey kid.
Yeah.
I want to be the opposite.
For us, it's kind of like, look, like, as a child, I hate to say it, but, like, you need to kind of shield them a little bit. Like, sometimes it's girls' night, okay? Like, you feel me? Like, we talk crap.
Oh, yeah, you talk about, like, ding dong.
Yeah, and things, and like, hey, what's going on in the dating world? You know, like, and like, she's, you know, she's a kid. Like, we are all guilty looking at her like, oh my God, we can't even curse. Like, we can't say anything.
And so she's old enough to start to understand.
Right, and it's like, does she need to be there? No, absolutely not. Like, okay. She could be home watching Disney or something. Like, why are you
with her dad,
right?
Who's also her parent,
Julia? Your other
like,
friends.
What's the need? It's like very narcissistic, and it's like I'm not saying like I'm the perfect parent, but I'm like, if my kid wants to do something, freaking do it. Go do things.
Okay.
Be a human being. You know, whatever. But anyway.
All right. Hang on tight. We're going to get you some sort of answers. Like, hang on. No one in the room thinks this is healthy, right?
No.
So then what's the next step?
No, but
a TV show.
Right.
She keeps
maybe.
Saying, yeah, maybe sign her up for Smothered. But she keeps saying like, well, I'm not the perfect mom, whatever. And it's like, it's going to come across if she goes to her friend and says, you're doing this wrong. I did it right. Like, it's over. Friendship over.
Bringing the daughter to girls' night is really, really weird, I think.
It's
like, can we get nine glasses of red and a chocolate milk?
Right.
And it's like, no.
Wait, that's what it sounds like when we go out with you.
You guys drink too much. Nine's way too many.
Yeah, there is only three of us.
Yeah.
And six of them are mine.
Yeah.
But the bed is the other thing. It's hanging it up for me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I can't be away from my daughter even while she's asleep. Like, you're affecting your daughter and you're jettisoning your husband.
This is the kind of mother I fear I could become. But I'm too self-aware.
Tell you this, but yeah.
No, I get how you could get to that point, but you have to be able to step out of it and go, this is weird.
Have you slept next to Swanson's kennel?
Well, he sleeps next to the bed sometimes. I don't sleep on the floor.
Your Honor, I rest my case.
We don't match every day.
All right, so Julia's got a friend who's obsessed with her daughter, and her daughter's becoming somewhat of an accessory.
Yeah.
Has never spent a moment away from her mom, and she wonders, what can she do, if anything? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help Julia out. She's got a friend who's got a four-year-old daughter, and she thinks she loves the kid too much.
There's just some signs.
She's just...
of smothering.
Yeah.
She's just obsessed with her. Moving the bed into that room.
It's a non-starter for me. Because
you want to sleep with your... if you have children, your husband.
I would really like to sleep with my husband. I also, doesn't it feel too close?
Yeah. But I mean,
I'm not a parent yet, so I don't want to judge too hard.
You just,
but I am.
You only have a finite amount of time with him. And I get like you, there are people who can get to the finish line. If there is such a thing, like they get out of high school and you look back and you go, you're never going to regret spending time with him.
Mm-hmm. For sure not.
But you also want to do a good job raising them to be independent
and like sending them on their way.
Yeah.
Claire?
Yay.
Yay. Yay. What advice do you have for Julia and her weird friend?
Well, so I'm a mom of two. I also work in behavioral health. So kind of knowing both sides, the science and the mom side. Co-sleeping, first of all, up to age 7 has proven to have better emotional intelligence, especially in little boys. Just because that safety is helping their brain develop during those really important years. Not saying you should move like your big ass bed into the room and sleep like you have that whole situation, but you know, like having the kid come to you, getting a bigger bed for your toddler, whatever it is, those things are okay. However, still having that level of independence, social growth, emotional growth, cognitive growth, taking your kid to a girls' night on it, like that's crazy to me because you're also not having any of her own independence. So she's losing herself and her daughter. Mm-hmm. So I would strongly recommend like a new parent class. If it's the youngest, there's probably some trauma, some grief, something else that's going on as to why she's attaching.
So like in the end, we're not just screwing this kid up. The mom's getting screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad.
It's like the mama boy syndrome, right? Like you have the 30-year-old calling his mom for permission to ask his wife something, you know,
no,
that's definitely like unhealthy relationships, probably going to have be, you know, how the dad's not involved. Mom's supposed to be like the caring, emotional kind of person. Dad's supposed to kind of be the playful. That's how we are built and that's how we develop. So if she doesn't have any of that dad playful, she's also probably going to seek toxic male or female partners in the future, depending on what she prefers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we're looking at her future, baby, and it's bleak.
It's not good. Claire, thank you for listening. And thank you. Yeah. You seem far too smart to like this show.
How are we going to turn out?
Such a weird question.
Oh, man.
Victoria.
Hi.
Hi.
What do you think Julia should do?
Well, first of all, none of us can judge or have an opinion even on how anyone parents their child.
Oh, I do.
Unfortunately.
But, because we're all here for our own journey, but if she is going to talk to her friend, she can't say you should or shouldn't do anything. She can only ask questions and use I statements. I feel uncomfortable. Things like that. Or
I think it's
really
creepy as hell you're sleeping with your daughter.
Yeah, you know, that's weird. I feel uncomfortable when you tell me that.
I feel weird when you bring her to girls' night. Like, there also is a line to draw there. Like, hey, we're going to do girls' night. Like, we're going to do girls' night.
And I want to talk about the weird dude I met in Mexico and not feel like your four-year-old's getting a full dose of...
Can we get some more crayons?
Like, I think that that is a good way to draw a boundary. Like, she's not welcome.
Your child is not welcome if you want us there. But if it's I statements, that's the only way to maybe kind of sort of possibly be heard. And the extreme solution is call social services for a welfare check.
Would they really be like, this is weird how much you love your kid? Like, I don't know that she's breaking a law.
What about the bed in the nursery?
Yeah, it's...
That's a bit odd.
Social services, because the question then is no longer yours to judge. It's then in the hands of professionals.
But then you called the called the authorities on your friend.
Nobody would know who it was that called. It is anonymous. Okay. So she's probably not the only friend who has, you know, heebie-jeebie questions about what the are you doing with your child.
Yeah.
It's weird. Unequivocally, it's weird. But and the best case is I feel.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Thank you, Victoria. You can tell the Slacker Show listeners have had a little work done.
Yeah.
Everybody's done the work.
Oh my gosh, truly. And then they listen to us just to ruin it.
Harken back so they don't go back to the dark side kind of thing. Brie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. What do you think should happen here?
Not entirely sure what the solution is. I think as a friend, maybe the answer is just don't invite this friend out. But you never know what's going on at home. She might not be able to trust her spouse alone with their daughter. Mm. Unfortunately,
and that's a bigger issue. And she needs help.
Divorce.
Yeah.
It could be complicated. We don't know. But a good friend would just say like, "Hey, do you have what you need?" Or maybe we can get together another time, or I don't know, just don't invite this person in the group text the next time you want to get out and talk dirty, I guess. I don't know.
And I just want to kind of piggyback off what Bree's saying. We got a couple other calls, saying the same thing about maybe there's something more going on at home that she feels like she has to be in her child's room at night. They really wanted us to make sure we brought up. Like, we don't know what's going on.
Why did my brain just not go there?
No, mine didn't at all either. Yeah. But I guess that is...
The matching outfits is kind of weird. That might be a different thing, but...
Yeah.
That might be an overprotection. I don't know, but... Yeah. I guess I see that point.
Well, if there are other well-adjusted people who want to help Julia out, give us a text at 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We don't do this often enough.
Oh, is it Slacker's Court?
Oh, we could make it.
Slacker's Court, that's
right. Oh, we could make it Slacker's Court. Okay.
We need to get you a gavel.
A wig.
A cloak.
You know that a listener dropped
a wig.
I do have a wig. And it does have a little bit of a barrister vibe.
Yeah, it gives courtroom. Oh,
your backpack?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so he's taking out the wig and he is putting it on just to give you the visual of what's about to happen here.
Okay. Sorry. Tag's still on it. Yeah. But okay. Are we ready?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry.
Your Honor.
Thank you. What happened here? Okay. Here we go. Hey. Court is now in session. Oh, get the tag out of here. So today's court case is this. A man and woman are married.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're not even married.
They wouldn't be married unless they divorced. Sorry.
Okay. Man and a woman have a child together. He begins paying child support for said child. I'm going to say, let's call it 4 years in, through some twist of fate, he gets a DNA test and finds out that's not his kid.
Okay.
But he has paid her 4 years worth of child support. Does she owe that money back? Who would like to be the first judge?
Why don't you go to
Okay, Your Honor.
Tiak, you may approach the bench.
Thank you, Your Honor. Yes.
There's a little foot sound effect you got to do.
Yeah, I don't even know if the mics pick that up.
Are you
but
on
there we
a
go.
Horse? What are you doing?
I'm fully honest. Your Honor, yes. That money.
Sorry, I'm just going to twirl my hair.
Should be paid back. It was paid under false pretenses.
Mm.
He has no financial obligation to that child, as he is not the father.
Okay.
I think that's it. Your Honor.
Please step down. Oh my God. Before we started, I know Erica had I have a little wrinkle to this whole thing.
I do have a wrkle. Your Honor, may I approach?
You may approach.
Oh, wow. I've got big heels on there.
She's rocking.
Your Honor.
Yes.
I believe that whether or not this father should be given back his money depends on his relationship with the child. If he, at this point, is dad and will continue to be dad, and the other man will never be present in the kid's life, then he does owe the child support.
Oh.
No, sorry. The 4 years of it, and I think it should stop at this point.
Okay.
But he will remain in the kid's life and help pay for things because of that. If he...
Ma'am, do you realize this is a court of law and not
right.
Oh my God.
No, but
rainbow sherbet for all my friends?
If that is how things have been to this point. However, if he had very little relationship with the child and the past 4 years he has not seen them much, that's not dad, that's just Joe, then I believe it should be paid back and he should not have connection and access to the child.
What? Please approach.
Your Honor, Your Honor, Your Honor.
Yes, please approach.
Get on your horse. What are you doing?
Okay, Your Honor.
Do it. Get there.
So the worse of a guy he is, the more he gets paid back. The better of a guy he is, the more he doesn't get the money back.
I'm thinking about the kid. I'm thinking about if that's your dad, would you want to find out when you're 18 that your dad got paid back the money that he gave to help support you? Or would you just go on with it? And he doesn't owe any further. It's over after the 4 years now that it's been discovered, but he could still be present in the kid's life.
He was in the child's life. He was there every day going to the T-ball games and all that.
And does he want to abandon him now or not?
It's not his kid. So it was all under false pretenses, right? He thought...
Yes, it was false pretenses.
I guess we're assuming that there was some...
Does that enter into it though? Hold on, I might have to take the wig off. Does that enter into it if she knowingly deceived him?
Oh,
then this is a no-brainer. But how do we prove that? She could just be like, I was seeing several men 5 years ago.
Which is acceptable, ladies. You do you.
100%.
Yeah.
But then if that were true, then she should have told him when the baby was born, by the way,
I was seeing other people.
Yep. Maybe we should get a paternity test on this bad boy.
I guess we're going to need more information if this woman wants to call in. What's our number again?
303-222-5423. I am 100%. I'm sorry. Should I rule?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can rule, but.
TX, right. So you're saying if you're a dude and you're a baby daddy, your best course of action, just in case it isn't yours, be as absentee as humanly possible.
No, yeah. But you
to avoid from unnecessarily.
I made the point when like at 18, does the kid want to look back and go, well, my dad got refunded all his money on me. So
I would like,
or
but you'd be like,
that's my dad.
It can still be your dad. Your dad's your dad, regardless of money.
Well, true.
You know what I mean? And your dad doesn't have to be the guy who, like, your dad can just be the guy.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are due to update the people who listen to this show on the Colorado list.
Yeah.
There are
a big weekend.
Huge
weekend. For the Colorado list.
There are four people on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long we're going to talk about this, but I bet you by the time we're done, there's only going to be two of us left. I bet you all four of us don't make it all the way through this. But wait, before anybody says anything, it's so obvious now, but like, let's just do this. Text in to 303. Text in to 303-222-5423. And you can now replace your bets on who you think finished.
Oh, shoot.
Who finished Manitou Incline?
I meant to grab audio.
Of?
Last week.
Oh, of someone having a strong opinion about the Manitou Incline.
Well, if you were listening when we were building up to it, we did four of Erica's assignments.
Yeah. I'm pretty tired. It's been really nice seeing you guys. I might just retire for the day.
That was Saturday, Haas. Saturday.
Huh?
That was Saturday.
No, I'm saying I'm tired of spending time with you guys.
Oh, tired of us. Oh, it's I thought you were still tired from the Manitou Incline.
A little bit. Everyone be honest. Like, you didn't have a weekend.
No, I had a great weekend.
No, completely.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no weekend.
Oh my gosh. I went to a concert.
We did fun things, though.
We did. We had fun.
But often
I have fun in this room. And that doesn't mean it's my weekend.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you and tell you, you don't have any right to be saying this. Tiek is the only one who does. Because you did fun things with your fiancé.
Not one thing we've done
didn't involve him. Tiek drove to Manitou Springs by himself.
He's crying.
Yeah. Yep.
And so, yeah.
No
and
wife,
then if,
no kids.
Yeah.
No dogs.
You don't.
Okay.
Bro, you had it, and then you decided to go one step. Okay, the voting is in. By the way, I just want to say, in the pre-voting, what did that look like? What did people thought that...
It was about 60%, 70% of people thought either Aaron or I would be the first to finish.
Okay.
There were a couple votes for you, Slacker.
I thought there was one.
I think there was a single T-hack and like two or three for you. Everything else was either Aaron or Erica.
Not a lot of faith in us.
Okay, but to the point of that, what Aaron was talking about a minute ago was trying to find audio of T-Wack.
T-Wack.
I think that fits more now today. Saying out loud with some oomph behind it, I was a D1 college athlete. Is that my...
Nope.
Hold on.
Nope, I wasn't D1.
Yeah, he only said I was a college athlete.
Right. Don't
oversell it. I tell the truth.
You did oversell it, though, didn't you?
No. You tell what happened.
There are also
tell the story.
Very different kind of athletes.
Those who can make it up the Manitou Incline.
There's strength. There's sprints. There's endurance. Uh-huh. There's stair climber. Uh-huh.
There's getting there on time.
Mm. Oh, hack! Okay. Come on, nobody. Okay. The only part of the story that I do want to tell, we can all tell our own experiences about the Manitou Incline itself. But I just want to say, Colorado, you don't seem to like Erica because...
What?
First off, the Rockies just got beat when we were there.
Oh, yeah. Big shock.
I know. You're right. But then we get to Manitou. Like, I'm allowing the car to get me. I was not on Waze.
Yeah.
And it led me into places. And then... The short version of this story is I run into a man who's like the head of their tourism board and basically said, listen, man, there's a water main break in Manitou. We don't want you here.
Yeah.
And I was like, got it. But we're just going to, he's like, we don't want you here. Right. He's like, the railroad's closed. Please leave. And I'm like, I just drove 2 hours. Like, I'm not.
Okay. I wish that we would have gotten some sort of alert that this was happening.
Right.
Because man, we were driving, and it's like that time just kept ticking up.
Yeah.
It kept getting worse and worse.
What is going on? Part of it was the Renaissance Fair traffic. Who knew there would be that much traffic at like 10:30 in the morning?
That was really weird. It was a lot.
It made me
very anxious.
Oh my, so anxious, so angry. It made me never want to drive a vehicle again.
You were different when you finally arrived.
No, I'm not someone who likes traffic.
I get it.
Or waiting in line.
Okay.
Or,
well, I was there.
What time did you leave? 9?
Shortly after, yeah.
I left about 9.
You live further.
Yeah.
I left at like 9:30.
Yeah.
Okay, so
Aaron texted us at 9:30, gonna be late. Our thing's at 11, and she's like 2 hours yes. out. She's like, not happening.
Not gonna be
without
there.
Renaissance Fair traffic.
What a man.
And a water line main break.
Yeah.
Hour and 15.
Okay. All right, so should we get to the hike itself?
Who wants
to start? I think we had a positive attitude once we finally, it took us about 30 minutes for all four of us to get our cars parked. Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that I had a positive attitude.
Yeah, okay. We started an hour late.
Yeah, so it was like,
it was noon because I had my receipt from when I finally got the parking to pay.
That was,
which was another thing, yep. Manitou Springs, we're looking at you.
Yeah, it was just
get better service.
Yeah.
Well, like the trail entrance for the incline is a parking lot called Bar Trail or whatever. And it's like, you finally get a spot in there and then you look and it says no incline parking. Yeah. And you're like, well, how do you
Too
know?
Bad.
I'm just here for the porta potty.
What are you talking about? We're definitely doing the incline. Yeah. So
here's what I'll say.
Okay.
The incline, hard hike, beautiful views. Kind of was afraid of bears every time I heard a rustle in the.
Oh my God. They were chipmunks, you fool.
They were so cute.
Often they were chipmunks.
Always.
I have no proof of a bear, but I felt the presence. Just the overall experience was not positive.
Okay. There are 2,768 steps at the Manitou Incline. There is a punk out.
A false peak?
Well, there's a false peak, but there's a punk out.
Is that not
the same? No, because the false peak was even past. Had we hit the false peak yet? I don't think we had.
I don't believe so.
Because you're looking up and you're like, oh my God, I can see the end. And then we were amongst people and like they were like going, is that the end? It's like, that's not the end.
I just never looked up.
You really didn't?
No.
Incredible brain
work. Yeah.
And you and I, we were raw dogging it. No headphones. Remember?
We all were raw
dogging. We all raw dogging.
Aaron had our headphones.
Yeah.
Aaron had headphones.
For the first
half. But you had your fiance with you too.
Did you see him leaving me in the dust?
Yeah. Well, okay.
He had my water too. And I had to be like, babe, stop.
So at the 1800, actually at about 400 feet up, Erica started calling her shot.
I started calling your shot. I started
real
saying,
early.
I don't think I can do this. And the minute my body starts going, this isn't good, I started going into panic mode because I was like, and what happens if I get so far from medical assistance?
But gravity would work. We could just shove you down.
And then I'd be dead.
Win-win.
Right. At like probably step 400 or 500, I looked at you and I was like, I was not happy. And then it got a lot better. Like then.
There were little spates of like not as bad.
Yeah, and then I was like, okay, we're fine. And then there was this sign at the 1800 steps and it said 1 more hour up and 2 hours down from there. And I'm like, I don't have 3 more hours.
Because of your dog.
Because of my dog. And I will say. Yeah,
it's the Bar Trail bailout. Because I was looking up this same sign afterwards because I have issues with it. It lied to us.
I have a lot of issues with the sign as well. And I do believe that the people who bailed out left because we had responsibilities we had to get back to.
Such a lie.
And while you have children, Slacker, one of them was with us.
One of them was with us.
Who left you in the dust.
Yeah.
So you had to go find him.
He left us all.
You had no other option.
I could have just texted him and said, meet me on Bar Trail. But why did you bail, Hack?
I bailed for the same reason, the time. So we got started an hour late and it said 3 more hours. I didn't have 3 more hours to get back to my kids. So I trusted the sign. Also, our colleague, our friend, our partner was in a crisis.
Me?
Yes. You had to get back to your dog.
My God.
What?
You are not. What? You are using her as your out.
I got to say, it might have been a little more the other way around, but it was totally fine. He said, if someone else is bailing here, I'm going with them. So I said,
"Well,
then."
Because I didn't have 3 more hours. Yeah. Now you guys got done in way under that, so credit to you.
Yeah. But we got the whole thing done in under 3.
I'm very mad at the sign because I'm texting back.
I just looked up the sign because I was confused by it too, but I wasn't gonna quit.
She thought about it.
I thought you didn't quit, Aaron, because you thought I was gonna die.
Okay, I also thought she didn't quit because she thought
Aaron
you were
was leaving with you guys. And
I wasn't.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like 100 steps up, and I look back, and she's coming, and I'm like, oh my God, you guys made her come so they don't find my body.
No.
If you were going to continue alone, I considered continuing because I didn't want you to
Well, my
to
son
die.
Was up there. He would have eventually found me. And there's people on the trail. There's people on the trail. There's people on the trail.
Can I tell you like what really, because I always knew I was going to do it. And like that half, the 1800 step mark, I was kind of like, do I want to? Right. Like whatever. But I met a woman there. Her name was Mary. And we kind of did the climb together. She saw my Dexcom and my insulin pump. And she was like, my niece is a type 1. I'm going to tell her that type 1s can do the incline. So I was like, I can't quit. I have to.
Well, and then Aaron's insulin pump stopped working. So
okay, listen. we have to finish up recapping the Manitou. Okay. And the other two things we did. But if you were guessing and you now know the answer... You guys want to do the next break? Tiak and Erica may or may not be back. If you guys are tired or have to go to your dog. Position.
Who made it first? That was the whole point, right?
Did you?
My son did.
But when I asked, because I asked at the 1800 step mark, who made it first to that before half failed?
It was my fiance, we think.
It was me.
No, didn't he beat you to the 1800 steps?
No.
Oh.
Well, I made it to the top before you.
By 2 steps. I was checking my blood sugar. By 2 steps.
Oh, my God. Is everyone going to do? Okay.
I'm glad I got off the
mountain. We'll come back with more arguing and recapping Colorado Do List next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're recapping a lovely weekend together. Everyone is so hot-headed right
Wait,
now.
Wait, I just want to say, I stand by my decision 100% to not finish the Manitou Incline. I literally, carrying my dog out to go potty, mind you, he had just gotten neutered, so extra worried.
Yeah.
He was peeing in the air. Like, I had to get him out. Fine. So I stand by it 100%. And my fiance and I plan to return.
Nice.
Someday.
We'll do half of it again, so then you can put your halves
we'll
together.
We'll do the whole thing, and I'll probably nearly end our relationship with how annoyed I'm going to be doing it. But
okay.
Yeah.
Everyone's got excuses, but
I stand by it, though. Okay. I'm not saying, I would have.
Off the air, we've now looked at the sign that's on the halfway point, and I'm just going to say, I don't want to encourage anybody, but don't believe that sign.
Yeah.
That sign is a lie.
It's not the halfway point.
Yeah.
It's the two-thirds point. Yeah. Because I did a lot of Googling because I was so mad because you guys made great time according to what the sign said it was going to take. And so I'm frustrated.
Well, we made it down fast because for some reason I was in the front of the pack and there was like a fork in the road and I took one and we ended up basically spelunking our way down for a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
We were sliding on our butts through like a dry riverbed.
Once again, I stand by not sticking with you.
It was not great. And unfortunately, some other people followed us.
It was like 5 other people.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Some like teenagers. And I'm like, oh my God. And I just keep screaming back. At a certain point, I couldn't see anybody behind me. And I'm like, we are not on the trail. But we're not going to go back. You can't.
We literally couldn't. We were going down like a dry stream.
Oh my! Yeah, I'm so thrilled with my decision that
I guess
day.
If you roll down the hill, yeah.
We got. That's why we got down so fast. The down was actually almost the worst part. My toes were bleeding when we got down.
Ouch!
Because you're just driving your toes into the front
of
your shoe.
Like, keep talking. I feel good about what I did that day.
Anyway, that was all well and good, and we got the hell out of Manitou. I don't think I'll ever do it again.
Really?
I will only return to do the incline one time, and that's going to be it.
I think I would have done it again, but then my son was texting his mother, and she was like, oh, I did it. My record is 7 times in one day, and I'm like, die in a fire. That's ridiculous. Yeah. And then she's like, my best time up is 38 minutes.
That's insane.
Who...
You're like
she's insane. Yeah.
I'm in the bathroom longer than that.
You were in the bathroom longer than that. So,
okay,
that ends our Saturday, then Sunday.
Right.
So we've been trying to schmooze the folks over at Bob's Atomic Burgers.
We are dumb.
We are super dumb.
Yeah.
Like, we were like, hey guys, hold us a table, like maybe in your private room,
right?
Your banquet, wherever you hold weddings or graduation parties.
Anyone who has been to Bob's was listening to us going, huh?
Why didn't you guys text us and right. tell us? Do you know what Bob's is?
No, you know what I think it is?
What?
Not many people end up eating there. Yes, they had a line out the door, but I'm going to be real with you. It was slow.
It was slow moving. It was worth it. Yeah. I thought it was worth it.
Oh, it was pretty so good.
Oh my God, you didn't think it was great?
I fear that I'm not as big of a burger person as you guys.
Oh, you don't like meat that much.
Like maybe I should have gone for like grilled chicken sandwich.
But it's Bob's Atomic Burgers.
Bob's Atomic Burgers. So when it was Rome. Very good. The onion rings, exquisite. The sweet potato fries, exquisite. The normal fries, pretty good.
It was all great. And the burger was just...
The self-serve soda machine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay, top notch. You are the fast food dude. Yeah. And it's not fast, but like, no. Where would you...
It's the idea of fast.
It's atomic.
And it's a bummer. Like, all y'all thought I was an alcoholic while we were there because I'm like, after waiting 40 minutes or whatever, right. I just wanted a beer and the burger.
Right.
And you can't get it. So that is one bummer.
Yeah.
The beer may have elevated my experience.
It might have.
Yeah.
But
I thought it was great. I thought the fries were nice and crispy. The self-serve soda, that's not a joke. That's very important to me. And the burger was really good because you can get it exactly how you want it. You fill it out and then it's that's
they
great.
They cannot screw it up.
Yeah,
and they give you a celebrity name to bring it out to.
Yeah. Like we were...
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Our butts looked so good from the day before.
Exactly.
But I will say, highlight of my weekend was probably the Coors Tour.
That, when we did a ranking...
Highlight of my weekend with you guys.
right. So why?
It was informative. It was interesting. And it was pretty cool. And they're like, we're going under the beer bridge. And it's like, and then they're like, we're done under the beer bridge. I just thought it was cute.
Everything, like it, for a few years there, it went to just walk around with a terrible narrator in your headphones. And I thought we were going to disappoint you heavily. That's why.
That would have been a bummer.
We were trying to say on air, can we get anybody to get us a private tour? Right. Kind of blah, blah, blah. You get a private tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our tour girl was awesome.
What was her name?
Danielle. I know this because I filled out her
survey.
Oh, nice.
I did. So very she nice. Was terrible.
Oh, no, she was awesome.
She was like, could any of you, given 6 months to prepare, remember all the crap she remembered?
No, and especially some of the questions that were being asked of her, where it's like she really had to know her stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
Or like, does the dirt melt away on the bottom or the top of the big
vat? Yeah.
And she knew all of it.
To be fair, I don't know the answer to that question. I was confused by it all.
Yeah, I don't. I agree.
All right. So, what was everybody's favorite thing? Eric has now Coors Tour.
Yeah.
The burger, Bob's Atomic was good for me, but I don't really drink beer. And when they gave us that first Coors Light and it hit my lips.
The stupid cold Coors Light.
That was really good. That was really, really good. I think I might have to start drinking beer. So
welcome.
So it did that to me.
We brought gluten-free celiac Aaron. Yeah. So I'm gonna guess.
The water was refreshing.
Oh. Oh. What was your favorite thing then?
Manitou. Absolutely.
Really?
Because she can gloat. You know that she's so competitive.
I am.
That's why she finished.
I know she had to do the whole, I'm checking my blood sugar.
It was real. You finished actually because you could not let it go. Whereas I just don't care.
Well, to wrap this up, Aaron and I have a special little treat for you guys. We are the champions.
We are the champions.
Sing along. Oh.
No, keep going.
Yeah. It doesn't bother us.
No time for losers, cause we are the champions, kong of the show.
Yeah, I don't, it's not bothering me.
Yeah, not at all. Mm-mm.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story about if you're going to commit a crime, don't rat yourself out.
If there's a pun in there, I'm going to hurt you.
I don't think there is.
No, I know.
We'll see.
Okay.
I've got a story that will tell you how not to celebrate your child's achievements.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, this story comes out of Taiwan.
Who's ready?
No. So a...
Hello!
That's definitely not right. A couple wanted to celebrate their son's junior high graduation, so like a middle school graduation.
Yay!
And they scheduled the celebration to happen right as the ceremony was ending.
Oh, that's so
awesome.
Cool.
It was right outside the ceremony. This is great.
Oh.
The problem was they hired two pole dancers to dance on poles that they installed on their SUVs.
Not seeing the problem.
The moment that the middle school graduation ended, the boy's mother told local media that the performance was choreographed by her and sponsored by a friend.
Mm.
She wanted it to be more creative and something unforgettable. A lot of parents present were not thrilled.
Mm, a lot of mothers present weren't
thank
thrilled.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
Dad thought it was fun.
And the school officials,
pole dancers,
distanced themselves and said they will encourage more rational celebrations in the future.
I guess. Just,
hey, hogs.
It's biology.
Hogs.
Yep. Okay. All right, there.
I'm kind of rethinking my son's preschool graduation.
Oh, my gosh.
My story's out of Norway.
What even? What do they speak in Norway?
Norwandish.
Norwegian?
I don't know. Is that a language?
I don't know. Norwegian cruise lines.
It's a... Boy, you're listening to dumb people. Congratulations.
There was a man, he robbed a gas station in Norway. He robbed it at knife point. He was wearing a ninja outfit.
Okay.
Now, he only got away with a couple dollars. He escaped on a bicycle.
What?
The first ever ninja on a bike. That I won't take the skies.
Okay.
So he decided he was so upset because he went to all this work with the costume and everything and he didn't really get that much out of it. But he saw there was a reward for information regarding this crime.
Nope, don't do it, dude.
So he went to the police station. Okay. He said, I've got some info. I saw a guy go in there. He was on a bike. He was riding pretty fast, too. And pretty good-looking ninja costume, too. And while he was in there explaining what he had seen, there was another witness there who said, hey, you're that guy.
That's the Viking ninja right there.
So he was arrested.
Okay.
For a couple dollars.
Yeah, all for a couple dollars.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Didn't get the deposit back on the ninja suit either. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.